Hey, it's Nicola. Anywhere and at any time you could be caught. That's the message to all drivers across the local region as police roll out specialist fixed and mobile cameras from today to detect drivers illegally using their mobile phone and not wearing a seatbelt. Transport Minister Mark Bailey says the cameras will operate on both urban and regional roads. Sunshine Coast drivers will receive a $1,033 fine and 4 demerit points for mobile phone offences and a $413 fine and 3 demerit points for each vehicle occupant detected not wearing a seatbelt. A new milestone in the Mooloolaba Foreshore Revitalisation Project today. A 120-ton hydraulic crane has been brought in to help lift a viewing platform, boardwalk and access ramps into place. Once complete, the platform and boardwalk infrastructure will connect Alexandra Headland to the new Mooloolaba Foreshore Parkland. And it's Donate Life Week, with Sunshine Coasters being urged to sign on as organ and tissue donors. CEO of Organ and Tissue Authority, Lucinda Barry, says it isn't hard to do.
There are around 13 million Australians aged over 16 who are eligible to register but actually haven't done it yet. We know the majority of Australians support donation, and in fact, a recent poll of 60,000 Australians showed that 4 out of 5 say they'd be willing to donate their organs when they die.
We're told figures for 2020 were encouraging, given the uncertain times we faced at the beginning of the pandemic, but the Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service would like to see double those numbers for registrations this year. In the past 12 months, more than 3,000 people here on the coast registered to become an organ donor.